Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
And the third hole is a milking machine, but it don't stop till it get 10 gallons. You know, because the first two holes felt good because they were human. You know what I mean? I don't think you ever listen to my jokes, Chris.
I'm getting that vibe that I got when you did your beat-off soliloquy.
All right, what were you saying, Ben, about the Zodiac Killer?
I wasn't saying anything. Chris was about to ask me a question.
I was asking Ben if he's an expert at the Zodiac Killer. Like, I heard that he knows a lot about the Zodiac Killer.
I'm not a Zodiac expert, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
Well, my question is, I'd read a little bit about it back when that movie came out, and yeah. I'd read that when they were investigating the killer, they had like a handful of people who pretty closely fit his profile, like three guys who all lived in the same area, drove the exact same model car year and everything, and had like beach house, had vacation homes in some of the areas where some of the killings were also. Mm-hmm. Like there were like three guys that were just like very closely could have been the Zodiac Killer. They had a lot of evidence or circumstantial evidence on them.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, I mean, pretty much every person, that's all they had was circumstantial evidence. They haven't been able to pinpoint the DNA off the stamps of the letters, or they haven't had any like fingerprints or handwriting matches. You know what I mean? Basically, I mean, they have like the specific style of shoe print, you know, like shoe that he wore, because he left prints at some of the crime scenes, like in the dirt. And it was like a military issue shoe. It was called a Wing Walker, and it was from like in the Air Force or Navy or something. And it was for like getting traction while you're walking on the wing of a plane. So they figured he had to have been military. So like the guy who they think it was had the same exact shoes. He had military experience, wore the same size shoe. You know what I mean? It was just a bunch of evidence like that.
Right.
All those crazy guys, though, probably have military experience. That one's kind of a wash.
Yeah, and they thought that since there was like a lapse in time on some of the letters and stuff, they figured maybe he was still in the military and he was out at sea, like he was in the Navy. And they figured he could have been out at sea, and then when he came back, that's when he would murder people again and everything.
Wow. And they never caught him, right?
No, I mean, if I had to guess, I'm about 95% sure of who I think it was.
Who do you think it was?
Can I tell you who
I think it was? What?
Oh, I was just going to say, can I tell you who I think it was?
Yes.
Let's get it over with.
I'm not going to tell you now. Go ahead, okay. Ben.
Go ahead, Ben.
I think it was Arthur Lee Allen.
Is that a joke? Because I don't...
No, that's really the person who I think it was, but he's dead already anyways.
Was he the one who had the son-in-law who was promoting that he was the killer?
No. Arthur Lee Allen has the most evidence against him, but like I said earlier, it's all circumstantial.
Are you really into serial killers? Do you like to read those true crime books and things like that?
Yeah, I've always been really into them, more so than I probably should be.
I'm interested too.
A lot of people get creeped out that I'm so into serial killers, and not because I think that it's cool what they do, I just think it's really interesting.
It is really interesting. It totally is.
Like, I used to read about the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez.
Can I ask you a quick question? You remember him? Yeah, I remember. Can I ask you a quick question? And this is a semi-honest question.
Yeah.
Have you ever suspected Brian of being a serial killer, or think that he...
Producer Brian?
Yeah, Producer Brian, or think that Producer Brian has the potential to be a serial killer?
I've never thought that he was, but I definitely think that he has the makeup to become one.
He fits the character. I mean, I'm telling you.
He could be the next Ted Bundy, because they said Ted Bundy was like a good-looking guy, which Producer Brian is a good-looking guy.
He's gorgeous.
I mean, it would make sense that producer Brian would meet girls on, like, Craigslist and then murder them.
Producer Brian spends way too much time meeting girls on Craigslist.
And he always comes home with blood on his shoes.
What does he say is the reason for it? I can't even remember. He always has, like, some new different excuse for why he has blood on his shoes.
Last time he said violent period. I didn't ask any more questions. I've heard that less than 3% of the American population less than 3% owns a library card. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is, I'm definitely on some kind of government list for the kind of books I've checked out.
You used to try to get on government lists. When the internet first came out, Ben, I don't know if I've talked to you about this. Here's how Chris split his time on the internet. Looking up crazy huge breasts, looking up fucked up weird videos, and typing in, I'm going to kill the president, or how to kill the president.
Well, that's a funny joke. Anytime you're on anyone's computer, just Google search, I'm going to kill Barack Obama or something like that. And just to see, just plant those seeds everywhere you go and just see what happens.
Or just type in, like, 13-year-old naked girls.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason why I type that into my computer. Right. I just think it's a funny government joke. I have
how to kill
no other reasons why I would do that.
I wonder if this podcast is now going to be monitored because we've said kill the president so much.
I Google searched rape Barack Obama's daughters to death.
Dear Lord.
I think that, that's not good.
So anyway, guys, my first prediction came true of 2009. We are officially kicked off of iTunes.
I have a quick prediction, not to steer us off topic too much, about raping government figures' daughters. But
we don't want to get too far away from it. We don't want to stray.
We don't want to lose our core audience. But we were talking about predictions a couple of weeks ago, and I thought of one, and I really think this is going to happen. This is a worldwide prediction. During the course of the year, this is going to become like a news story that you'll see on the cable networks. Someone is going to get arrested for saying bomb on a plane, but he'll claim that he said Obama.
Obama on a plane?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll claim he said Obama, but wait.
He'll get arrested for saying bomb on a plane.
Well, wait. Okay. I thought you were saying he'll get arrested for saying the phrase bomb on a train. I mean, bomb on a plane.
You know how you can't say bomb on a plane?
Yeah, but I thought you were saying that in quotations, plane. I was like, what? Anyway, sorry.
Actually, no, I didn't say that. That's not what I meant. You don't understand what I mean now?
Now I do. And he'll say that he said Obama.
Yeah. He may have actually said Obama. That doesn't matter.
But you think that's really going to happen?
Yeah, this is going to be on the news at some point this year.
Okay.
Someone will do this.
Interesting. Sorry, let's get back to
government officials' children.
Children.
Do you ever think about, like, if you have what it takes to be a serial killer?
It's like being a Marine or a Navy SEAL.
Think about it. Like, or being an assassin, like, other than the morality of you're not supposed to kill people. It would be kind of fun to try to get away with something like that.
Just you know why I think I would be good at it is because I have strong attention to detail. Like I think I'm just fucked up enough in the head to where I could think about when you kill somebody, you have to you know what I mean? Like little detail. You have to pay attention to every little thing that you do. Well, and I feel like my mind works in that way. Because I'm real detail-oriented in my mind, like the way I see things. Uh-huh. And I think I'm good at when I'm entering a room or something, I kind of like visually remember where things go and what they look like.
All right,
so I would know how to, I don't know, I just, and I've read enough about crimes and stuff to know what people look for.
You know how to cover your tracks.
Yeah, but nowadays it would be really hard to get away with because, you know, like forensics and stuff, there's...
Yeah, but I think it probably is... The way you get away with it now is like the sniper guy. You know what I mean? You have to do things from a distance with no pattern or whatever.
Even if you didn't do things at a distance, the way people usually get caught, I mean, the best serial killers, they all have one thing in common. They kill people at random. And that's where a lot of people mess up. Most murders happen because they're mad about something or, You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
That's why they never caught the killer of Nicole Brown Simpson and her lover, Ronald Goldman, her friend. Because clearly it was a random act where somebody just ran into them and stabbed them like 16 times
and
each.
And chopped off their heads.
Yeah. It clearly just wrong place at the wrong time.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, if you were messed up in the head and you just wanted to go kill homeless people in the city that you live in, you could probably get away with that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you didn't talk about it with anybody... Like, that's another reason why people get caught is because they usually brag about what they do.
And some of them
have... So if you don't talk about it to anybody, and if you kill people at random, there's a good chance you can get away with it for a while.
It's true, and some of them have money on them, too.
The homeless people?
Like, a little bit of money.
You mainly cans. That's how you get caught, is you have an unusually large amount of cans that you're recycling at one time.
Yeah, you could totally get away with killing homeless people, well, and sometimes you'd be doing them a favor.
That's the hard part, though, is to not brag about it, because you know it's like... You're talking to a girl, you know, you're spitting your game. You want to tell her, like, yeah, I kill a lot of fucking homeless people for no reason. You know, it just, you want to brag, basically.
I wouldn't brag about that joke too much.
Oh, man.
Sometimes I don't know what to say.
Sometimes I don't have enough energy to try to bounce that off.
I mean, Danny's the best at saying something to me that my response is confusion. Like, I don't know what to how to respond to it.
Don't worry, I'm not offended by it.
I kind of mean that as, like, a weird compliment.
Yeah, I guess.
Seriously.
Thank
you. I know it sounds like I'm making fun of you, but it's not. It's kind of a testament to how good you are at what you do.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. No, we're way off track. I had a question, Chris, because you – this is a long time ago you said this even in this podcast, but you were saying – if the government had a list of the books you rented, you're on a, or not rented, I don't even know what you would call it, borrowed from the library, you'd be on a list. What kind of books are you taking out of the library?
Well, I don't know. Nothing too crazy. It's just like the Anarchist Cookbook. You ever heard of that?
Yes.
It tells you about how to steal things from stores and how to build bombs and stuff like that.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think the government purposely has libraries carry books like that for that purpose only?
I gotta think so. I really do. Because there's no reason why not. There's no reason why you wouldn't put that person on a list just in case.
Because let's say, Chris, you got in trouble. Like, let's say you were in Washington, D.C. On Tuesday for the Barack Obama's inauguration. And let's say you kind of got past the security thing and... You know, people kind of got suspicious of what you're doing. Like, you weren't necessarily, like, you didn't have weapons on you, but you just seemed like a suspicious character. Do you think that they could punch your name into some sort of database and they could see that you've, checked out that book and that makes you look worse in their eyes?
I think so. And if they can't do that or aren't doing that, then I would kind of be disappointed.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
My brother told me a story about a friend of his in college who had written something against Bill Clinton in the newspaper, like it's the school newspaper. He was in town at some point during their years, and Secret Service guys came to his dorm and asked him to stay in during the rally or the event or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You kind of want that though. Like, you'll feel like
I was gonna say if I was proud. A journalist, like, I'd feel proud of that.
But yeah, no, I think Chris has been shooting for that his whole life. He wants to be told to stay away from Barack Obama.
I don't think it's one of these things where they can necessarily say you're not allowed out of your house, but like they're just, when guys in suits ask you to do something, you kind of don't have a reason to fuck with them.
Right.
I thought about I'm not seriously thinking about being a serial killer, but I can imagine like...
Wait, you are or you aren't?
I am not.
No, he is not.
I am not seriously considering being a serial killer. But I thought
I just wanted to make that clear.
I think in my golden years, if I live to be old, I might try to take out a world leader.
Now, I am very surprised that this doesn't happen more. I think we had this discussion off air once about, like, let's say I was 95 when Bush got elected and he started doing all the stupid things he's been doing.
You know, like starting wars with sovereign nations that didn't attack us.
Right. I mean, really, though. I'm surprised that, I mean, I have nothing to, you know, when you're 95, you're going to die anyway. You might as well,
but not
I don't
want to
say you might as well. I just mean, like, what's
old
holding
people
you back?
People don't do anything with their lives. They're going to be dead soon anyway. Why not try to take somebody with you?
Exactly.
But why do you have to be old? Look at, I mean, look how many teenagers and people in their early 20s that kill themselves.
Right, so you're saying,
like, why couldn't you just do it then? If you planned on committing suicide anyways...
Take someone bad out first, you're saying.
Or even, I mean, I would like to do less violent things that aren't necessarily going to get me a life in prison, but it would make a name for myself. Like, how great would it be if you guys were out in, you know, you guys live in the LA area, but let's say you ran into, like, Bill O'Reilly or something. Like, how great would it be to just go up and just punch him in front of, like, a bunch of paparazzi?
Well, that was my plan when I moved to L.A. was to punch Ryan Seacrest in the face. You remember that, don't you?
I know. Wouldn't that be awesome if you saw him somewhere and you just ran up to him and punched him? Like, how much trouble could you get in?
Exactly. Well, I feel like you could get an assault charge against you, and that this could have hurt you in the long run in a job interview. But we discussed this. I don't think it would actually be a mar, like, on your record. I think it could be taken as a good thing. Like, oh, I see you have a felony here, Mr. Savage. Assault? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I punched Ryan Seacrest in the face. And they'd be like, you're hired. You start Monday.
Yeah. I'd be proud of that. Or even, like, some of those reality TV show people who think that they're stars now. Like, wouldn't you love to just see one of those people and just kick them in the balls?
Just take a bat to the side of their head. Or just kick them in the balls, whatever.
And then get Bob Saget. Do it, take a video of it and send it to Bob Saget.
Hey, guys, remember me? I was on a reality show. Uh-oh.
Don't you miss Bob Saget's commentary?
Yes. That was one of those alley-oops, by the way. That's one of my favorite things, is Chris impersonating Bob Saget's.
That wasn't my best. Have you guys ever heard of Bud Dwyer?
Bud Dwyer?
No.
I think I'm getting his name right. He was some low-level politician, I think city politician, somewhere in, like, Kansas or someplace. And he's famous now because he killed himself on local news. Live.
Oh, is that the guy who he put a gun in his mouth, but he didn't think it was loaded or something?
Oh, he knew it was loaded. He had some speech ahead of time, puts it in his mouth, and just shoots out the top of his head. He had it in, like, a manila folder. He pulls it out, and everyone's like, no, no, bud, no, no. And he just pops it up, blows his head off in front of everybody. And that's horrible, you know. I'm not saying I condone that sort of stuff, but I am surprised that you don't see that more often.
Is that can you find that video on the internet?
Search Bud Dwyer. There was a website that was devoted to just showing it on loop.
Really?
Did you guys hear there's a similar story to that of a guy that was, I think he had a barber shop in Texas or something, and he was trying to get it rezoned or something like that, and he kept going in front of the city hall, and they kept saying that he couldn't rezone the business, and the business was just going under, and he kept asking them for something, and they just kept turning him down, so he went in front of city hall and just shot himself.
Yeah, I heard about that. I think I've seen both of those videos.
How do you, Chris? It's amazing, these videos, the amount of videos you find.
Yeah, how do you find these?
They find me. Hey, do you guys think that we could possibly get in any more trouble or risk getting in any more trouble than we already have? I mean, we talk about everything on this podcast. Like, what could we talk about that would possibly get us in more trouble?
I mean, we'd have to make direct threats. Because at this point, we've pretty much covered... I mean, it's pretty horrific. Like, when you look at our catalog, we talked about this off air too. People, if they don't know us and they only listen to the podcast, they probably think...
Oh my God, I can't believe how much blood there is on that.
Oh, are you watching
the Bud Dwyer video?
Yeah, that's crazy looking.
That's horrible. We talk about...
Some guy's all, somebody call a doctor. It's pretty clear he's dead.
Somebody call a janitor.
Why did he do it, though?
I don't know. Some scandal. I really don't know the whole story. I'm sure you could find it.
They wrote, actually, you know the band Filter? They wrote that song, Hey Man, Nice Shot? That's about this guy. Did you know that, Ben?
Yeah, I think I heard that somewhere.
Well, now we've got another fucked up video in our in one of our podcasts, but I'll add that link to the bottom.
But we've covered, I mean, every filthy sexual topic, every... violent, disgusting suicide videos, and
but I think that it's clear that it's all satirical.
Is it?
I'm trying to get us out of this.
I mean, is it satirical or is it clear?
I don't know. Oh yeah, I think it's clear
that we don't think it's cool to rape Obama's daughters to death.
No, I mean, that was just a joke, man.
We're like journalists who are not afraid of the tough issues.
That
are we recording?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm against all that stuff that we talk about.
Well, we talk about it so that others can learn.
No, I know that.
We're kind of heroes.
I don't want to say heroes.
No, I mean, we're pioneers.
I would say pioneeros.
I have an idea for next week's topic.
Does it involve pioneeros?
We're going to be pioneers if we can take this one on.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of Lobster Boy?
No.
Lobster Boy was this real-life midget who had lobster hands. Like the claws of a lobster, he had that for his hands.
You could have just said lobster hands. Well, I didn't think he had two hands that were actual full lobsters.
Well, yes, that's true, but I didn't want you to think that lobsters had human hands.
Okay, we'll go on.
And basically, well, part of his thing was that he would fist fuck girls with his lobster hands.
He can't fist fuck.
He would lobster hand that fucked them. He would claw them. But he would get the whole claw in there.
Oh, God.
And I think he would open it and shit. You'd give him extra width. But that was his claim to fame. He was a circus freak. But that was his thing. That was the thing right. That you could ask for.
Was a claw fucking?
Like, apparently. But anyway, that's not the whole story. Years later, he murdered someone. I think he might have used his claw. I have to research the full story.
He didn't do a very good job of covering his track, like Ben says.
Well, it's hard for him because he had to crawl away from the scene.
And also, like, this lady's been clawed to death with a giant lobster claw.
Well, plus there were bloody lobster prints.
So what do you say? Next week we should do like a, you know,
we should just do an expose on it.
I was just thinking, no, we should do like a hard copy expose type thing, like where we just reveal all the details. You know what I mean? We should really do our research.
Maybe we can get AJ Benza to show up and help us out.
I hope we can. First of all, I'm going to have to find out who AJ Benza is. And then,
yeah, I didn't know who that was.
Or AJ Benza or something like that.
Who is it?
He's the guy that does these type of shows. He's just the guy who I rip off every week.
All right, well, sorry. Well, now we have something to look forward to for next week, but we're out of time for this week.
Tune in next week for Lobster Boy, the No Holds Barred Exposé.
Uh-huh.
Ben will have some sports news for us. Danny will have some stuttering updates.
I may or may not cry.
And I will have something slanderous to say.
All right. Good night.